the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I want to thank you for joining me today. If you've never listened to this show before, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're all about investing in real estate, building wealth, creating passive income, and ultimately retiring. If you'd like to learn more about us, you can find us at lifestylesunlimited.com, lifestylesunlimited.com. If you got a question for me, my email address is askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. Please reach out. I do enjoy getting emails from our listeners, and I do respond personally to each and every email that I get. Well, today we're going to have a little fun. I'm going to review an article that I found online, and it caught my attention. The title was pretty grabby. The name of the title is 15 Money Truths Your Successful Friends Won't Tell You. And that title alone is fairly provocative, and I'm thinking, why won't your successful friends share this with others? It's really opposite of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We share everything. If you got a question on a property or a return or how you found the property or how the property's performing, we're absolutely happy to open the books and share everything with you. And imagine, let's say you wanted to open a grocery store and you went to Kroger or Tom Thumb or Central Market or something like that. And you said, hey, would you open your books and share with me the vendors you use, just how you do business, how much you pay the associates in place? And because I want to open a grocery store and I'd like to kind of see how you do things so that I can utilize best practices to do that. Do you think they would share that information with you? The answer is 100% negatory. No, no, and no. They won't share anything with you. They would consider you a competitor. But here at Lifestyles Unlimited, we absolutely open the books. We share. We do case studies. Here's what we did. Here's how we did it. Here's who helped us with the property. Here's how much we put down. Yes, we have actual slides that show our numbers financially. Here's how much money we put in the deal. Here's how much equity we captured. Here's what we're charging for the rent. And here's the cash flow. And we do the same thing with apartment communities. Here's our NOI. Here's how much we're making on the apartment community. Here's what we... what the value of the apartment community was after year one. Here's what the value of the apartment community is after year two. Here's how much it's grown in year three. We share everything. So you just look at the title of this, 15 Money Truths Your Successful Friends Won't Tell You. And I need to go ahead and throw credit out here. The author is a gentleman by the name of Dan Ketchum. And this came out June 30th, 2021. But then he's got the little subset of the title, and it says bolster your budget with financial tips from the money pros. So we're going to go through this, but I always go through these articles with kind of a cocked eye, I guess you can say, because a lot of these articles try to lead people to invest in the stock market to get ahead or to build wealth. And I absolutely think that's a terrible idea. I know for a fact the best way to build wealth is through real estate, through rental assets. And you can grow your wealth five different ways with a single family home and six different ways with an apartment community. The advantages are just way too great in real estate. The returns are much greater than you'll ever find in the stock market. And the safety and the security is much, much greater. But let's go through this article and let's just take a look at it. Just to start it off, it leads you in and it says, are you tired of working the same job you've sworn to quit countless times? You might be stuck in a rut and your more successful friends have noticed. You might envy their Saturday morning hikes and large retirement counts, but it might simply be a result of not approaching problems or opportunities like they do. Now, I do agree with that last part. You need to approach problems differently than you have in the past. In fact, the way to solve a problem, the level of thinking needs to be completely different than what the thinking was when the problem was created. It's a mindset. You've got to see issues in your life much differently. But continue on with the article. It says, if you're wondering what your successful friends are thinking about the way you manage work and money, take a seat, because here is what they're not telling you. So, wow, let's uncover this. And we get to number, there's 15 different points in this article. And we get to number one. You need to budget. Yes, just from the headline there, you need to budget. Do you need to budget? Absolutely. So what they say is they say 15% of your take home for food, housing, necessities, 30% for discretionary spending, 20% for paying off debt and building savings. Now, that last line stands out to me because everything I was told when I was young is that 20% of your income, bottom line, needs to go into that IRA or that 401k if you want to get ahead. But here it's saying 20% for debt and savings. They don't define savings. If you're saving cash, you're losing right now because we are in an inflationary period. Now, if you're saving cash to go put it into a fantastic, wonderful investment, good for you. I think that's a great idea. I would also say don't try to adhere to any sort of set in stone 50% for this, 30% for that, 20% for that. But yeah, you need to budget and you need to begin living below your means, which I know they talk about later in this article, but that's what the budget's for. The budget is, here's how much we're bringing home, here's how much rent is, and write it down and look at it. So yeah, I agree with number one. I don't know that only successful people budget and unsuccessful people don't. I bet there's a high percentage within that, but I think there's people that are trying to get ahead that are budgeting as well. So if you see it on paper, chances are you can hang on to it. Item number two, it says, you don't save enough. So right on top of it, you don't save enough. Why? You don't save enough because you're a spendthrift or you're just not saving enough. So we'll have to dig into that a little bit more on the other side. But yeah, saving's a big part of it. Again, if you're investing, and we're going to talk about what an investment looks like when we come back. My name is Mike Harrison. We're unveiling the 15 money truths that your successful friends won't share with you, but I will.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th. In the Metroplex, Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. I'm sharing 15 money truths your successful friends won't tell you. It's from an article by Dan Ketchum. It came out June 30th, so a little more than a month ago, but essentially it's one of those financial tips from the pros, and I always look at these a little different because I am a real estate investor and I do understand the power of real estate investing, and I learned how to invest effectively in real estate through Lifestyles Unlimited. And in 5 years, I was able to do in real estate what took me 20 years to do in a 401k and an IRA. And so I always kind of glance at these articles because if you look at them, if you look at who the advertisers all around it, Again, it's these big money management companies. And so they want to lure people in and then essentially reinforce that conventional wisdom plan of go to school, get good grades, go to college, get out of college, and feed that 401k, which the truth is 40 or 50 years, and then maybe you'll have enough to have a retirement with dignity. And it's not working for most of the people. So the second point on these 15 money truths was you don't save enough. Yeah, saving's overly important, but it immediately goes into bad news for those dreaming of retirement. Most of us won't be retiring in style if we rely solely on Social Security benefits. Good Lord, you will not be retiring in style. You need to pretend Social Security doesn't exist, my friends. Do not rely on it. It says the average was $1,369 for retirees. So what can you do to prevent tarnished golden years? Well, if you're relying on Social Security, well, you're in trouble. Yes, you need to save quite a bit, but again, they're only saying 10 to 15%, and historically, everything's always been 20%. So I wonder why the pundits are bringing that number down. Third point, you have too much credit card debt. Friends, if you have $1 in credit card debt that is associated with interest payments, then you have too much credit card debt. Again, I teach that we're all adults here and that this is financial advice on a upper level. This is not financial kindergarten. That's a different show. Yeah, credit cards, use a credit card, but pay it off each and every month. If you want to take a short-term loan on a credit card that's going to give you 18 months at 0% interest, and you can pull several thousand on that and then use that money towards something great, like an investment in an apartment community or to go buy a single-family home, by all means, do so. There's conditions to borrow where it makes sense. But yes, if you've got any credit card debt and you're paying the interest on top of that, that's a problem. So I agree. Again, I don't know that only successful people know this, but I know that a lot of unsuccessful people out there have massive credit card debt. In fact, reading down here on their point, it says a Go Banking Rate survey found that 50% of Americans have credit card debt. If you carry a high balance month to month and have high interest rates, you're paying a premium for the same purchases your debt-free friends make. Absolutely correct. That's a quick way to get in trouble, credit card debt. Point number four, you don't invest. So it says, chances are you think you can't invest because you don't have the money. But what if you don't have the money because you don't invest? Great. That is great. Yes, take your cash flow. This is what we do. We have a cash flow snowball, and that's all of our investments into our assets. And each quarter, it sloughs off, if you will, a bit of passive income. It does it quarterly. Well, we use that passive income to then reinvest in more investments. So it says, what if you don't have the money because you don't invest? And investments, cash flowing investments, will give you money monthly, passive income, money monthly, quarterly, passive income. And it goes on here and it says, passive income is the key differentiating factor between financial struggle and investments like penny stocks or Bitcoin alternatives that don't have to break the bank. So I don't know why we had to make a turn to penny stocks or Bitcoin alternatives. That sounds like gambling to me. But then at the end here, it says, if speculation isn't your game and entrepreneurship isn't in your bag, invest what you can in small business. Either way, investing makes your money work for you. For the most part, correct. Yes, invest in small business, and might I recommend a small real estate business, which we can teach you here at Lifestyles Unlimited. Again, if you're just now tuning in, Lifestyles Unlimited is an educational and mentoring group. We teach you how to invest in real estate, single-family homes, and apartment communities. We've been around for over 30 years, and we have members in all 50 states. We have a fantastic program. And if there is none better flat out in the United States than the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Program that we offer. Continuing on, point five, you never consider the opportunity cost. So I agree with that. Every single purchase you make has two costs, the price you pay for the product or service and what you give up when you make that purchase. Exactly right. That's opportunity cost. There's also opportunity cost, and I run into this. I get questions from a lot of folks that may be in their early to mid-50s, and they want to invest in real estate, but they're always afraid, their money's all in the 401k or the IRA, and I get asked this a lot. And they don't want to pull the money out because of the 10% penalty. Some of them say they don't want to pull it out because of the tax and the penalty. And I say, first of all, you got to get over that tax because you're going to pay that tax one way or another, one way or another. So don't make paying the tax a problem with pulling your money early out of your 401k or your IRA. But what they're up against is that 10% penalty that you pay if you pull it out. Yes, the government will dock you 10% of whatever you pull out if you pull it out early, how dare you, before 59 and a half, age 59 and a half. But let's say this individual wanted to pull $400,000 out and invest it. The penalty would be 10%. That's $40,000. This is what they're willing to wait 3 years, 5 years, 8 years for. However, you can take that $360,000 and we double our money. Some people do it in two, some people do it in three, most people do it in four on average, some people do it in five. Let's take 4 years, $360,000 in real estate investing, and you can double that in 4 years, and now you're sitting on $720,000. You took $360,000 and you doubled it, you earned an additional $360,000. Versus what you're trying to get over is paying a $40,000 penalty. My friends, you've got to see it in that light. You have a chance to double your money, and that opportunity cost is those 2 years or 3 years or 4 years or 5 years that you're willing to wait for 40 grand. You will more than make it up in real estate. We'll be right back and continue this discussion after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I appreciate you tuning in today. If you have any real estate investing questions, I'm happy to help. Please reach out to me. Ask Mike at LUINC.com. Ask Mike at LUINC.com. Today, we're having a little bit of fun. We're going through an article that I found online by Dan Ketchum, dated June 30th, 2021, so fairly recent. The title of this article is 15 Money Truths Your Successful Friends Won't Tell You. It's a rather provocative title. It caught my attention, and immediately I thought to myself, well, why won't your successful friends tell you? That sounds kind of greedy. That sounds a little scarcity mentality to me. That sounds like somebody who thinks the pie is only so big and they earn a dollar, someone else has to lose a dollar. That's not how it works. need to have an abundance mindset. Wealth is absolutely created, my friends. There's plenty to go around for everybody. It is 100% created. And we'll share how we make it here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We'll share how we invest in real estate. We'll share our assets, how much we invested, how much our return is, how much we expect to return, what our plan is, what our strategy is. So we're very open to sharing, and each month we do case studies that you can attend, and you can see people telling about their assets, about their investments, how much they put down, what their return was, how they found the property, what they did to the property. But before we continue going through this article, and I am looking at it as a real estate investor. I know these articles are often written to try to get people, they're actually written to reinforce this conventional world of the 401k and the IRA investing as being the end-all be-all to get ahead and build wealth, and that's just simply not true. But before we continue that, I do want to talk about our expo that's coming up, our real estate, our wealth and passive income expo, and it's just a couple of weeks away, about 10 days away. It is Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th, Labor Day weekend, right here in Irving, Texas. It's at the Irving Convention Center. Let me tell you what, my friends, I sat in on a planning meeting going over the expo. This thing is going to be over the top. This is going to be the best expo we've ever had. We've been doing this for many, many years, but it is the largest event of its kind. There'll be over 5,000 investors attending this year, and these are people that will fly in from all over. There will be people from Hawaii that will fly into Dallas-Fort Worth to attend the Real Estate Expo. I promise you, they're not coming here for the weather. You don't come to Dallas in August or in early September for the weather. You come here because the expo is going to increase your knowledge, increase your education, help you build your real estate portfolio. If you'd like more information on our expo, and I highly suggest you attend if you're interested in investing in real estate or seeing what Lifestyles Unlimited is all about, go to Wealth and Passive IncomeExpo.com, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. While you're there, if you're purchasing your pass to get in, I can save you $97. That's promo code Mike, M-I-K-E. I look forward to seeing you at this year's expo. Okay, we're having fun. 15 money truths your successful friends won't tell you. We are on truth number 6, according to this article, and it says, you don't solicit financial advice. So just across the top, I agree that you do need a mentor in your life. If that's financial advice, fine. But the problem here is that a lot of people take their financial advice from the wrong people. They take their financial advice from influencers in their life. Absolutely. People that may or may not understand. People that made money a certain way, let's say 30, 40, 50 years ago in the 20th century, and they're trying to apply those same principles today. What does that look like? Save your money, pay your house off. Pay your house off? That is one of the worst things you can do. You can use that equity in your home, and you can go build real wealth. Things like that. So be very, very careful on who you solicit financial advice from. And I think just a simple rule of thumb would be, is this person financially where I want to be? So if you're talking to a quote-unquote financial advisor, is this person a multimillionaire? And if they're trying to talk you into investing in a certain mutual fund, yes, no, maybe, have they made millions of dollars doing that exact same thing? If they're just on a salary getting paid, I don't know, I'd probably walk. I might find a program that has an effective investment map, but be very, very careful who you solicit financial advice from, my friends. Point number 7, you're still driving manual. What do they mean by that? It says, when that coveted paycheck comes in, it's a whole lot more tempting to splurge on venti lattes or video games than it is to squirrel away savings. So it's saying to automate your financial security, sit down with your HR department and request a percentage of every single check go straight to your saving or investments. That's financial kindergarten. If you are not mature enough, if you don't have the discipline to take the money you earn and do with it what needs to be done effectively, then you're never going to get rich. You're never going to be a millionaire. Now, what about the $5 Starbucks that everyone talks about? If someone's buying a $5 Starbucks every day and they're not investing at least 5, 10, 20 times that, and they're not financially free, well, then, yeah, that's a problem. That's a discipline problem. But if you've got money coming in and you want to go get a $5 coffee or, heck, a $15 coffee, I don't care. Do it. As long as you're in control of what you're doing and you understand what you're doing and you've got the discretionary income to handle that. But going to an HR person and saying, I have a problem saving, so I need you to take money out of my check, and then I'm just going to figure a way how to essentially live off the rest of this because I don't have any discipline at all. That's a problem. That's an absolute problem. But it's very common. I remember 20 to 25 years ago when I was working, I was managing a very, very large distribution location, and we were a national company. But they had the Christmas program where an employee could sign up and they'd pull $10 or $15 out each week, and then they would give that back to you about a month before Christmas, and then you had money that you can spend on Christmas. I think it was nice. I mean, it's nice if people don't have financial discipline, and then you can say, here is $2,000 that we held out of your check throughout the year. My problem is I don't think that $2,000 always went toward Christmas or toward the family. I think there was a lot of other things that went on when these folks got their windfalls. So that essentially does not work. If someone doesn't have the discipline, especially with today, all your banking's online, and if someone's got a chunk of money in a savings account, what's to stop them from making two or three clicks and pulling that money out, or taking a debit card and pulling that money out? So you've got to have discipline essentially to get ahead. I don't believe on trying to play a shell game so that somebody can have a little bit of money. You're never going to get rich doing that. Continuing on, point number 8, you live above your means. And so, correct, do not live above your means, my friends. It's going to bleed you, and you're never going to get ahead. But we start reading this, and it's rather comical. It says, according to Business Insider, Warren Buffett still lives in the home he bought for $31,500 in 1958. I think that's actually true. If that's the case, that's ridiculous. Warren, you're a billionaire. Your wife deserves much better. Buy her a nice home at least. Live a little bit. Life isn't all about working. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We'll be right back talking about 15 money truths that your successful friends won't share with you, but I will.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I want to thank you for tuning in today. My name's Mike Harrison. I'm a real estate investor in Dallas-Fort Worth. I own single-family properties in I'm a passive investor in multiple apartment communities all over the state of Texas, and actually just got my first one outside of Texas. So I'm trying to expand here and get some apartment investments all over the country in some great markets with some great leads. And again, it's very exciting, and I enjoy doing that. How did I get started? where did I learn to become a real estate investor? Well, I'd actually purchased a home prior to joining Lifestyles Unlimited. We went through it. We still made a 9% return. There's a lot of things we did wrong. There's a multitude of things, strategies, just understanding rental assets, understanding how you can make money five ways. I didn't know what I didn't know. I thought there was only really one way to make money, and that's to essentially rent it for more than your mortgage, your interest, your taxes, and your insurance. I figured, okay, you rent it for more than that, and you keep the other, and that's cash flow. I wasn't able to keep it because I bought it within a self-directed IRA. All that cash flow had to go back into the IRA. At the time, I still thought this was the most effective wealth-building plan. I was close. I needed to learn more, and I knew it. And that's when I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I actually found them through this radio show I'd been listening to for a couple of years. But I finally walked into the Lifestyles Unlimited office there in Irving, Texas, and attended the free workshop. What is the free workshop? Well, that's where they actually tell you over 90 minutes of time how you can make money five different ways in a single family home, what an effective plan and strategy looks like. And they'll also share with you how you can make money six different ways investing in apartment communities. If you're interested, go online, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. You can get the schedule for the workshops there. You can participate. You can ask questions. You can see more to what we do as real estate investors. And if you like it, you can join. How do you join? GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Right now, our price is only $297 for 2 years, but you've got to use the promo code SAVEBIG, S-A-V-E-B-I-G, when you sign up. I'll tell you that $297 is way less expensive than when I joined. My friends, when I tell you that's a bargain, that's an ultimate bargain. Now, once you join, it will give you the opportunity to participate in our two-day seminar. Day one is all about single family investing. It's 8 hours on day one, 8 hours on day two. Do yourself a favor, invest in some education, come learn how to invest in real estate. Those classes are taught in person, but you can also attend online, and we're teaching them all over the country. For instance, August 28th and 29th, we'll be in Richmond, Virginia. August 28th and 29th, we'll be in Sunnyvale, California. Continuing on, we're going to do this class in Phoenix, Jacksonville, Seattle, St. Louis. It's constantly rotating. You can attend in person at a location that's close to where you live. If you're not in Texas, if you're catching this podcast and you're in any of the 50 states, and yes, we have people that tune into this podcast from all 50 states because I get your emails. Thank you. Again, that's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. So we're breaking down an article, 15 Money Truths Your Successful Friends Won't Tell You. I'm looking at this through the eyes, through the lens, if you will, of a real estate investor. Point number 9, you give up too easily. So I like that. Perseverance is very important, but I think people give up because they lose faith. They start to say, well, I'll never get ahead. I'll never be able to essentially invest enough to become a millionaire. But what they say here is they say, if you weren't born rich, you have to work much harder for your earnings and adopt a strong, steadfast attitude that translates into wealth. I agree with that. Look at every successful person across a wide spectrum of industries and activities. All had their obstacles, demons, and downfalls, but their desire to succeed and ability to overcome was greater than anything else. They were willing to stop at nothing to achieve. My friends, let me tell you something that's much more effective than perseverance. Perseverance is great. Form a plan and stick to it. Speaking of plan, if you had a plan, a path that was given to you, it says, here's step A, here's step B, here's step C. This is how you build wealth. This is how you create passive income. And oh, by the way, you can retire financially free in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. If you had a map that was much more effective, it's going to win over perseverance all day long. I was able to achieve in 5 years what took me 22 years in my 401k. That's how powerful real estate investing is. A game plan, an effective game plan, succeeds over perseverance every day of the week. We see it all the time. Take college football. We're coming up on college football season. So delicious. I can't wait. I love college football. How come some teams beat other teams? Take the SEC, for instance. You've got fantastic athletes at every school in the SEC. Some teams will win 41-3. Is it because the athletes on one side are so much better than the other? I'd argue at certain positions, yes, but the other team at certain positions, their athletes are better. These guys are top-notch. They're the best of the best playing at the top of their game. You can even translate this to the NFL. But you know what the difference is? One team had a more effective map. One team had a much better game plan. One team was able to execute that plan, and the other team was not. I'm sure they persevered and fought like, you know what, the whole game. But the team that was more effective with the better roadmap will win every time. And if you're able to invest in real estate with an effective, proven map that's been repeated over and over for over 30 years, would you not think that was the best way to go? So in this category, you give up too easily. Don't give up at all, but find an effective map, my friends. Find an effective map that will help you succeed, build wealth, build financial freedom. All right, point 10, you eat out too often. This is in this 15 money truths your successful friends won't tell you. Yeah, if you're spending all your money on entertainment and food and what have you, we kind of touched on this earlier in the show. I think this is just another way to say it. Don't. You should be saving to invest. And until you reach that point, or until you can at least see that point where the money's coming in and it's growing in such a way, tone it down a little bit, my friends. You don't have to always buy your meals. Go to a grocery store, cook a little bit, save a little bit of money. Anyway, kind of an odd, you eat out too often. That's too easy for them to put in this article. Point 11, you don't have a clear financial goal. Yeah, I agree with that. You've got to have a financial goal. It says, if you've got a buddy that runs marathons, climbed mountains, and made $1 million before she turned 30, the first thing she'd tell you is that you need a clear goal to accomplish anything and properly manage your money. Quote, it gets very hard to get where you're going without knowing where you want to go. Similarly, it's very hard to save without setting goals. Yes, you've got to have goals, my friends. You've got to write them down. I like to write them down and reverse engineer. Here's how much money we're going to make by the end of next year. How are we getting there? This investment's going to pay this. This investment's going to pay that. This investment's going to pay that. We're going to invest in two more deals, and the strategy on those deals is a certain percentage of return. So write them down. Write down the financial goals, budget to them, and then reverse engineer backwards. That's going to help you stay on track, and it's going to help you essentially hit those goals as you go forward. And don't be afraid to push the goals out. You're going to hit some of these goals much faster as a real estate investor than you think you will. Things start snowballing. I use that term a lot because it's actually what it does. You create a cash flow snowball. Things start snowballing at a rapid pace the more you do it. So each year it gets a little better. When that happens, don't be afraid to push those goals out a little further. Point 12, you need an emergency fund. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Now, you've got to have those funds there for the what ifs in life. But it doesn't have to be as big as you think it is, especially if you have passive income coming in. If you have predictable passive income at a certain level that you know, okay, next month this is coming in, the month after that this is coming in, third quarter we expect to get this because we got that much on second quarter and we got that much on first quarter. If you know that money's coming in, you can tone that emergency fund down a little bit. So it doesn't have to be as great as you think it is because you have that guaranteed passive income. Well, I don't want to use the term guaranteed. Nothing's a guarantee, but you have a historical track record of several investments, let's say several single family homes, multiple apartment communities coming in. You can tone that emergency fund down a little bit. Well, my friends, we're not going to get to the other points, but that was a fun show. My name is Mike Harrison. If you've got any questions about real estate investing, please reach out to me. Ask Mike at luinc.com. But I want you to remember, more than anything else, We invest in real estate to create a lifestyle. And that's why we say it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.